And now on Nights with Steve Price, the Europe Report with Hugh Whitfeld from 7 News.
The attention of the world, of course, is on the Commonwealth Games, well, certainly the attention of the UK because they do so well in these events up against Australia, but there's still plenty of news happening in the UK. Hugh Whitfeld, 7's News Europe Bureau Chief, is on the line. Boris Johnson might be in a spot of bother, Hughie.
Look, I think he probably regrets some of the interviews that he's given over the last month regarding the spy case down in Salisbury. He's under a lot of pressure now because he, to a German TV station, said that claim that Russia was behind the attack on Sergei and Yulia Skripal was determined by, to use his words, the people at Porton Down. Now, they are the UK specialists who have managed to work out, they say that this was Novichok used in this attack, and he drew the conclusion immediately, apparently, that it must have been Russia behind the attack. He has now been forced to step away from that, the Foreign Office as well, because they are yet to, come up with any proof. But there is a report in the Times today that says that security services believe they have pinpointed the Russian lab that the nerve agent came from, and they did that in the days after the attack, in early March. So, and that information was presented to COBRA, which is the emergency committee, the emergency security meeting committee here in the UK. But that information, that intelligence, hasn't been widely shared by the government. This is a report in the Times, obviously. So the UK government is finding itself in a spot of bother, and many analysts believe it. The difference between the optics of this all, they've been very good at managing, the PR behind all of this and the actual intelligence bringing forward the proof. And that's slowly beginning to come out, but they haven't handled the intelligence side of it as well as the optics of it. Theresa May getting the Western nations on side to expel Russian diplomats, and then, of course, this ongoing tit-for-tat battle between the UK government and Vladimir Putin's administration. So they are beginning to bring that intelligence forward now, but it's taken a long time.
Yeah, it's a pretty good lesson, isn't it? Don't go too hard too early.
Pretty much. I mean, and the Russian media has latched on to the idea that they see this as having parallels with Tony Blair's so-called dodgy dossier. The justification that he used to go into Iraq when he and George W. Bush claimed there were weapons of mass destruction that Saddam Hussein had, when in fact it turned out that he didn't. The Russian media is very keen to draw parallels to that, and there are analysts certainly who believe that the UK is overplaying its hand and has been for some time, but the intelligence that we're now seeing is, catching up with the rhetoric that we've seen from Downing Street and Westminster over the last couple of weeks. Just the way it's been handled hasn't necessarily been totally the best.
It's only next month that we have the wedding of Prince Harry, the royal wedding, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Prince Philip still in hospital having his hip replacement. He may be in a wheelchair for the wedding, maybe.
Well, I think you'd hope to think that he'd be up and about. We do know that when people do have hip replacements, they like to get people up on their feet fairly quickly. I think we'll see Philip in hospital for a couple of days at the very least, likely to be well over a week. He has had a hip replacement operation. That was what was widely speculated when he went into hospital here on Tuesday afternoon. We're told that the operation was successful. He's progressing satisfactorily at this early stage, the palace says, and that His Royal Highness is in good spirits and is comfortable. We know that the Queen Mother had her second hip operation at 97 years old back in 1998 at the same hospital. And she had about 2.5-3 weeks in hospital then, and then more time convalescing at Buckingham Palace. So I think we'll likely see Philip not really emerge until probably the wedding. I'd be absolutely surprised if he didn't go to the wedding. He's so determined as an individual, we know from his lifetime of public service. And so for him to miss his grandson's wedding would be a really big deal. I think he'll be moving heaven and earth to try and get back on his feet for that. And I think we should see him out of hospital probably by the end of next week, if not the week after, as he tries to get up and about on this this new hip that he's got.
Level of excitement in the UK about the wedding?
Look, we're beginning to see all the I guess memorabilia emerge. The knickknacks and the tack, I guess, in stores that sell souvenirs and that sort of thing across London and, of course, out at Windsor. The speculation continues to mount about who's going to be the dress designer. We know who the florist is going to be now. We know who's designing the cake. We don't know who's designing the ring. And to add to all of that, of course, Steve, in the next couple of weeks, we've got Baby Watch as well. Cambridge Baby number 3 is due to arrive before the wedding. So the royal fever pitch continues to grow. And on the flip side of that, there's also a couple of books coming out in the next couple of weeks as well that are not authorised by the royal family, specifically one about Meghan Markle. So that all adds to the build-up, I guess, and the speculation and I guess what people think this will all look like out at Windsor Castle on the big day.
Going to keep you very busy for Channel 7, Hugh. Thank you, mate. I'll talk to you next week.
Good on you, Steve. Cheers.
Hugh Whitfeld from 7 News in London.